This U.S. Meat Export Federation report comes to you from Gulf Food in Dubai, one of the world's largest food trade shows, where USMEF's participation is made possible through support from USDA, the Beef Checkoff Program, and the Texas Beef Council. President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says Gulf Food is an excellent venue for showcasing U.S. beef.
Hotel occupancy rates in the region are sky high. Food service is starting to rebound as well. There's a sense of optimism around the business here in this part of the world today. You know, we have higher prices, which is all, it's a price sensitive area of the world. You know, traditionally a beef variety meat region into the Middle East. But I think what we're working on is to try to expand that product profile and expand it into more of the muscle cut section, and not necessarily just middle meats either. You know, there's sirloin cap and things like this, you know, also a brisket and shoulder clod and things like this that are also being focused on. So, yeah, trying to increase that cut mix is another focus in this region.
African countries are showing a growing interest in U.S. red meat products, according to USMEF Africa representative Matt Copeland.
Gulf Food is back in full force. It was brilliant in terms of the candidates that have visited from South Africa, from Angola, from Gabon, from Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, even some of the smaller countries, Senegal, Equatorial Guinea. Everyone is back in the marketplace and interested to see what opportunities exist right now. Obviously, traditionally, a variety meat market in Africa, and they're desperate for quality nutrition. Prices have obviously rushed hugely over the COVID period, and as a result, they need to find more alternative suppliers. So we're here explaining to them the quality, nutritional values, and obviously in terms of the muscle cut, some of the unbelievable taste experiences that exist in conjunction with U.S. beef.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harrith.